In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is usually my custom before offering a homily to announce the text for the homily, usually taken from the Gospel lesson of the day or from the Old Testament lesson. But today, on this third and middle Sunday of Advent, this Rose Sunday, I choose as the text the person of John the Baptist. For only in the two middle seasons of Advent do we delve into his life the way that we do. To be sure, we commemorate his birth on June 24th, 6 months before Christmas, his death on August 29th, and we make mention of John the Baptist throughout the year. But only in Advent do we think as deeply of John the Baptist as we do. In a spiritual sense, almost in a haunting sense, John the Baptist belongs to Advent. And well, he should. In the first historical Advent leading to the introduction of Jesus, John was chosen as the herald, the forerunner, to introduce people to Jesus. And so Mother Church wisely chooses John the Baptist in this liturgical Advent, this Advent of grace, to have John do for us what he did for the people 20 centuries ago. And what did he do for the people 20 centuries ago? He pricked their hunger to know God. He pricked their hunger to want to know the things of God. Hunger is an incredible phenomenon. Physically, with our bodies, hunger is what woos us to food, and food sustains us and makes us well and makes us live. Without it, we languish and we die. Have you ever known someone on medication or someone who was ill, who lost the ability to feel hunger? Eating becomes almost an impossibility. And all the preaching and all the cheerleading from the sides, and you must eat. You have to eat. Just make yourself eat. You'll waste away if you don't eat. All that cheerleading makes eating even more torturous. Hunger is what woos us to good things. I just read the book of Stephen Hawking, his last book published after his death, the great scientist, one of the greatest minds, they say, since Einstein. And he credits a fourth grade teacher for pricking his hunger to want to quest and discover things beyond ourselves. Without the hunger, his brilliance, his genius would have simply remained dormant. The same is true for us spiritually. I can preach, we can cheerlead and say, go to church, say your prayers, read the Bible, imitate Christ, take the sacrament. But if we don't have hunger to do those things, it's simply wasted. John the Baptist found some way to prick hunger and the people in the time of Jesus. Now, from our side looking back, it doesn't sound too appetizing. You brood of vipers who warned you to flee the wrath to come, have fruits worthy of your repentance. You soldiers, be satisfied with your pay. You tax collectors, stop cheating the people. You wealthy and privileged, feed those who are hungry. If you have two coats, give one away. And yet people were emptying the urban centers. They were emptying the religious centers and flocking to the Judean countryside to be yelled at by John. Because they were somewhat similar to us. The people in John's day yearned for a faith that was authentic. They yearned for earnest religion. They wanted a religion that required something of them. And John had something new to say. They were used to listening to priestly platitudes and empty ritual and pie-in-the-sky theology. And John was speaking in plain terms. Give away a coat to someone who's naked if you have an extra one. Don't hoard your money. And they came away with tangible measurables in their soul. And they were changed and they wanted more, and it pricked their hunger. So when Jesus did come on the scene, they were able to see and hear Jesus in ways they would not without that hunger. And John does that for us today in this Advent of grace. He wants us to be hungry for the coming of the kingdom of God. Now, I must admit, when I was young, that made no sense to me. Because I heard preachers preach and preach and preach. Are you ready for the coming of Jesus? Prepare for the kingdom of God, when I thought we'd already gotten it. I've been taught since I was a child, when you're baptized, you have the presence of Jesus. When you receive Holy Communion, you have the presence of Jesus. When you say your prayers and imitate Jesus and come to church, the presence of our Lord is there. So how can you prepare for something that you already have? And that is true. It's not quite the same as it was 20 centuries ago, but the answer is here. We've just touched the surface of the kingdom of God. The love of God and the kingdom of God is infinite. And so we pray daily for more of his kingdom, even though we have it already. The Advent prayer prayers as the Our Father. Adventium, Regnum, Tuum, Thy Kingdom Come. The season of Advent is the second Our Father. It's the 4-week Advent prayer that we pray for the hunger to know more and more of the kingdom of God. So we listen to John the Baptist. So today we really do two things. The first is very difficult. It goes against our Western sensibilities. We're in our Western mind used to tangible measurables. We think in a linear, literal way. But the first thing that the church asks us to do in the season of Advent to prick hunger is simply to show up, bring our souls before the manger, before the altar, before the ancient music, before the beauty of this church. These are not just adornments. These are spiritual exercise. To show up and just allow our porous souls to take it in through osmosis. Not to do anything, but just be. That's on the different side of the spiritual brain. We have to go to some of our Eastern brothers and sisters, some of other faiths, to be our tutors, to teach us how to do such a thing. But to bring our souls to this liturgy. And the promise of Advent is this. We bring our souls and it becomes porous. And work is done and on a level, not under our consciousness, but beyond it, that we don't necessarily feel, but we will be changed by it. And we will leave this 4-week liturgical season of Advent, this Advent of grace, hungry for the rest of the liturgical year of Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, and see things that we might not have ever seen before without that hunger. To show up today, as you have in this rain, bring our souls to this liturgy and allow John the Baptist to come in. And next Sunday, come back, please, because it's the Blessed Mother Mary. Allow her to come into our souls. And secondly, we can return to our Western brains. There is something tangible and measurable that we can do today, something very simple. And that is in the quietude of this Mass or sometime during the day, take a moment, please, to ask ourselves this. Is there something that John the Baptist said to the soldiers, the tax collectors, the rich and the privileged? That we need to hear. Does he say something to us in the most practical ways regarding how we spend our money, our time, and our love? His words reach through 20 centuries and touch us still. John the Baptist, make us hungry. John the Baptist, pray for us. Amen.